Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In California, a kindergarten teaching children had a discussion for the 4 to 5 year olds about whether they could change their sex from male to female or vice versa. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment to explain this story with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The term transgender is a misnomer, I believe, because no one can actually change their gender. No matter how they might feel about their birth gender or what they might do to their body. Am I correct?
Well, that's right. One of the things that I don't hear people talking about, but I think it's an important point, is that when we are conceived, we become an eternal soul. And we will live for eternity somewhere. And we also, in believing what the Bible teaches, we believe in the resurrection of the physical body. So no matter what someone may do to their body, there's still their DNA. Genetically, they are either male or female. And in the resurrection, they will receive a body that corresponds to the DNA, their genetics at the point of conception. All those who go through this are going to spend eternity in a body that corresponds to the gender that in which they were conceived. So these are eternal issues. These go to the core of truth and facts.
I think we always need to emphasize that the Apostle Paul talks about this downward spiral of moral degradation, which is found there in Romans chapter 1.
I don't think we can go to this enough as we go deeper and deeper into the last days, because these are indications that we are closer to the return of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1, in verse 19, he says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. And then in verse 20, at the end of the verse, he says, so they are without excuse. And then Paul gets into what I call the death spiral of humanity, humanity going deeper and deeper into sin. You see this progression. It goes to idolatry, and then you get down to verse 22. He says, they changed the glory of incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Verse 24, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. And then he goes on to describe homosexual behavior. And so at the bottom of this spiral, which is what happens just prior to judgment, the next thing on the calendar when you reach the bottom of this death spiral is God's judgment. And one sign of that is pervasive homosexual behavior and giving attention to that. And we are seeing this. It's not something happening just in the U.S. It's happening around the world.
David James with this report and an exhortation from the Word of God. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's word is absolute about homosexuality and transgender activity. For more information, read Genesis chapter 19, Luke 17, and Romans chapter 1. These passages describe the days in which we are living, a day just prior to the time of judgment that will come upon this world in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...